Radio Pensacola. It is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for joining me on a steamy Wednesday morning. Man, it is, the temperatures are going to be hot today, so make sure you stay hydrated and make sure you hydrate your pets. Make sure those bowls are filled with water. Throw some ice in there just in case they drink it all and there's some ice in there. It can maybe melt and get them going throughout the day if you're at work all day. It is just going to be really, really hot out there. And that's what we're talking about on this segment of the show. We're talking about our pets. We love our pets. And there is a great event coming up called the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption Event at the Haji Temple. This is going to be this Saturday from 9 to 1. And in the studio, I have Randy Lambert, the chief of the animal services for Santa Rosa County. And this is a great event because it's bringing together Santa Rosa County, Escambia, and our own Pensacola Humane Society. This is going to be a great event. Randy, thank you so much for joining me again. How have you been?
Great. Thanks for having us.
You're on this show quite a bit.
Somehow or another, I keep drawing the short straw for this.
Well, pretty soon you'll be hosting, so don't get too comfortable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. If you want to find out how to volunteer, we talk about this a lot on the show, especially on Frisky Fridays. If you just have a moment in your day, if it's one day a week, one day a month, I don't care if it's an hour a year, we need volunteers to help out. We need fosters. If you want an animal but you can't keep one long term, especially if you have any medical training or if it doesn't bother you to administer medicine or care for an animal, I know a lot of people, it would be their dream to care for an animal in need. So you can reach out and get involved. But we are talking about this Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption Event. And you were telling me before we started the show, Mr. Lambert, that on Friday, you're going to have free adoptions?
Yeah, we're going to kick off the event on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that means free adoptions through our shelter for dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. The mega pet adoption event is going to be just dogs. Okay. Pensacola Humane Society approached me about this and asked about the three of us getting together to do this event. And I thought it was a great idea. I said, yeah, let's do it. You know, anything for the animals. And, you know, show that the three organizations working together as one. I think it's great. We're going to have several food trucks at the Haji Temple.
Nice.
We're going to have tents set up so we can have some shade, fans and what have you. We know it's going to be hot. This is probably going to be our last adoption event that we do for the summer. Mm. And then we'll take the rest of the summer off and do things indoors from that point on. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be great. we've been asked to bring 15 dogs each. So we're looking at probably 45 dogs will be at this event. A lot of selection.
Right, right. All kinds of breeds and sizes and all that to choose from. And just going to be dogs, 9 to 1 at the Haji Temple. Where is the Haji Temple?
Wow. That's on...
I've never been there.
Really? Yeah. It's on 9 Mile Road.
9 Mile, I'm looking it up here.
Yeah, it's on 9 Mile Road between Highway 29 and Interstate 10.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Haji Shriners Temple. So the address on that, let me get back to here. The actual address, if you want to put it in your GPS on Saturday on Saturday, 800 West 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. I've got Randy Lambert in the studio. He is the chief of animal services for Santa Rosa County. This is bringing together Santa Rosa, Escambia, and our Pensacola Humane Society Saturday 29th from 9 to 1. Let's talk about the shelter. And I know we have Pensacola Humane Society on here all the time, and they always talk about how full they are. How is it going in Santa Rosa County?
Wow. Right now we have 391 animals plus a pig. We acquired a pig a few weeks ago and we've put him through all his testing and he was neutered about a week and a half ago and so he's ready to be adopted now. There is the cost of the pig to adopt is he will be at no cost. And again, he's been neutered and he's been tested for various different things that pigs may have. But for the dogs and the cats, I have 220 cats right now.
Wow. It's kitten season.
Yeah. I have 171 dogs.
Oh, man.
Now we have a lot of fosters. Mm-hmm. And I say we have a lot of fosters. We need more fosters.
Right.
People who take this animal, this dog or this cat, and they'll bring it into their home and they'll take care of it and give it that socialization that it needs, that care that it needs, so that when it does come time for it to be able to be adopted, it's ready to go into the home. Mm. Every once in a while, we'll have a failed foster,
right,
which means that they decided to keep that animal, mm-hmm, and adopt it themselves. Yep. And that's okay too.
Yep.
But probably our biggest need is medical fosters. Mm. So a medical foster would be something like we have a kitty right now that has a broken leg.
Aww.
So we're working to get that remedied, whether it's repair the leg or amputate, but that kitty's going to need some extra attention. And with 220 other cats, mm-hmm, in our charge, it's tough to give a single one that much attention that it needs. So, you know, we're looking for medical fosters for dogs and cats like that, that, mm-hmm, they can house them. We give you all the food, the bedding, the everything that you need.
Right.
You leave out of there. You have to make a couple of trips to the car after you agree to do something like this, whatever it may be.
Load them up.
Right, right. And then they, you know, they go home and they may keep it for a day or two or three or a week or, mm-hmm, 3 weeks or whatever it may be until it's ready to come back to us and we put it up for adoption then.
Part of the importance of being a foster, right, is you learn a lot about that animal, right?
Oh, that is incredible because, mm-hmm, a lot of times we'll get these animals in and say it's a dog and it's a 2-year-old dog and we got it in yesterday.
Right.
We don't know what's happened the 2 years before we got it. We don't know what its behavior is like. We don't know what it's like around children or other adults or other dogs or other animals of, mm-hmm, whatever they may be.
Right.
So by taking this animal out of the shelter environment, which is not healthy for anybody, I won't even pretend to say that,
right,
but taking it into your home and interacting, socializing with this animal and giving us that feedback really helps us place that dog or cat back into a home that is going to be a good fit for them. Because, mm, you know, we want a positive outcome. We don't want to just, you know, push something off on somebody. We don't want to do that.
Right.
We want the animal to have a fair shake, and that we want the, you know, the person to feel good about the adoption also. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to volunteer your time, your skills, they need you. They can always use something. I mean, there are all kinds of tasks around the shelter to do, right?
Let me tell you, we do, even if it's just working the copier, working the copier.
Making copies.
Right, exactly. if you can push print, we're good. We put together adoption packets. So we have a volunteer who comes in and works on those for, yep, us. We have people who just come in and wash bowls. We have 70 kennels for dogs. Mm. They get their water bowls and food bowls changed constantly.
Right.
So those have to be washed, mm-hmm, washed, dried, and put back in place for the next day. Laundry. We're doing laundry. We do 6, 7, 8 loads of laundry a day.
Wow.
Because we want to put that bedding down in the kennels for those elbows of the dogs, and, you know, so that's nice and soft for them.
Right.
There's always something. We have kennels, carriers that need to be cleaned constantly. Right. Mm-hmm. Cat traps when we do Community Cat Day. There's,
yeah, what, front desk, answering the phones, anything.
Right. Yeah. Or doing doggy day out.
Oh, yes.
Doggy day out is awesome. It's, yes, an opportunity just to take the dog out for an hour, take the dog out for 2 or 3 hours. Make sure you go through Chick-fil-A and get you a pup cup, mm-hmm, for the dog. They love that. And what the best part about that is when the dog comes in, they're exhausted.
Yeah.
And they go back to their kennel and they go to sleep.
Right.
And they're like, wow, I've had a fun day out today. Mm-hmm. And that is amazing.
I mean, imagine you're, you know, Andy Dufresne and you're in prison, you know, it's not your fault. You're innocent, but you're in this place and somebody comes by and says, hey, I'm going to take you to Chick-fil-A for lunch and keep you out for a couple hours. Just think of the relief and the stress release of that. So just put yourself in their paws, sort of, I guess you could say. 850-437-1620. I got Randy Lambert in the studio. We're talking about the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption Event at the Haji Temple over on 9 Mile. That's going to be this Saturday from 9 to 1. And they're also going to have free pet adoption starting on Friday. So this is Santa Rosa County, Escambia, and our Pensacola Humane Society coming together for this. And we're going to be talking more about that. If you have any questions, let us know. 850-437-1620. It's the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back.
delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
If you're ready to get down with your bad self, go to the Haji Temple on Saturday and get down with some pooches. 9 to 1, we're having the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption Event, Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Escambia County, and Pensacola Humane Society are teaming up. This is going to be a great adoption event, and actually on Friday, you can start adopting for free. This is going to be great. We need to give all of these dogs a good home. You're loaded up. How many hundreds do you have? 200 and...
Oh,
how many dogs?
Dogs, we have 171.
171 dogs, all looking for a home. And we were talking earlier, I've got Randy Lambert in the studio. He is the chief of animal services for Santa Rosa County. Talking about the importance of fosters and volunteers, especially medical fosters. If you have any background on that, if you just want to care for an animal and give your time in that way, they could sure use you. And we were talking about Doggy Day Out, where you can just go and take a dog for a walk. If you only have an hour a day or an hour a week, they will take it. If you have any skills, like office skills, like you said, if you can push print, they'll take it. All right, so... let me see, where can we go from here? Let's let people know it is 9 to 1 on Saturday at the Haji Temple, and all of these dogs are going to be free to adopt.
Correct.
All right. And there's going to be at least 45, maybe 50-ish there that day?
Yeah, we're looking to have 45. We're committed to bring 15 dogs per organization.
Okay.
And these dogs that we're bringing, they're ready to be adopted. Mm. They are spay or neutered. They have a microchip.
Right.
They have the rabies shot. They have any other vaccines that are necessities that they have. They're ready to go. So you come in, you check them out, spend some time with them. We're going to have volunteers there. We're going to have my staff members there.
to kind of give some insight again on making sure that we're pairing you up with the right animal and vice versa, getting the right animal for you and the right person for the animal.
Right. That is very important because you want it to be successful. You don't want to have to go through this process a lot. And if you are fostering and you want to keep that animal, we call that a foster fail, and we welcome that. So it's hard not to fall in love with an animal. So go down there on Saturday and see which pet picks you. That's usually how it happens. If you have pet carriers or food and supplies, especially new stuff that you haven't used, you can actually donate that. If you can't donate your time, if you've got supplies, you can do that. When we talk to Pensacola Humane Society, they have a pet pantry where you can donate. And then if you actually need some of those supplies, if you're down on your luck, maybe you come up a little short that week and you don't want to go without food for your animal, please don't. They can actually help you with that. But Santa Rosa County Shelter will take donations to give to the animals, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of times our animal control officers, they have a little extra dog food, cat food on their trucks that they're able to help people out, you know, just as a community service thing, just trying to help them out if they're in a bad spot, as you said.
And we want to let everybody know if maybe you're not looking for a dog, maybe you want a cat. You have plenty of those as well at the shelter.
We do have cats. We have several that have just come up for adoption. I have one little sweet thing. Her name is Wizzy. She has a heart condition. We just had her checked out yesterday at the cardiologist. Waiting to get those results back. Hopefully we can get her up for adoption in the next day or so. Everybody thinks that I'm going to take her home with me because she lives in my office. She's in my lap constantly. Right. She is the sweetest lap cat there is. Yeah. She is awesome. I thought I was going to bring her today, but I wasn't so sure about bringing her with the heat in the car and everything.
Exactly. Exactly. And reminding you to stay hydrated and keep your pets hydrated. A lot of our restaurants, especially downtown, they have, filling stations and bowls and stuff for people who bring their dogs up. And that's always great. I love to see that. 850-437-1620. If you have texts, questions, comments, somebody's wanting to know, you mentioned you guys have a pig earlier. They're wanting to know, how big is said pig? How many pounds? Is this a large? Do you know? Because I know there's some of those designer piglets that don't really get that big. So we're going to check into that because somebody wants to know.
He does have some size on him.
Okay.
He's not full grown yet.
Okay.
He's probably adolescent. I think we've got him at about 2 years old.
Okay. Indoor or outdoor pig, or does it matter?
He's outdoor.
Outdoor. Okay.
He's a pretty big boy.
Okay.
He's not full grown yet. Yeah. I'm looking up his size now, but he's a pretty big boy. But he really has, we've had him for a few weeks now. He wasn't very social when we got him, but we've had a lot of interaction with him and he has really became, friendly and, we're able to, you know, do whatever we need to do with him now. So
he's starting to ham it up with you guys.
He is a big ham.
On that note, I'm going to take a commercial break because, wow, okay. News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back after this.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That's shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the Farm Fresh Dairy in their fresh frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or try their lemon ice, back for the summer with your favorite fruit added in. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Jake Walker. I've got Randy Lambert in the studio. He is the Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and Pensacola Humane Society are teaming up for the Petco Love Mega Pet Adoption Event coming up Saturday, 9 to 1 at the Haji Temple over on 9 Mile. And on Friday, you can actually start the free adoptions with Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And they're full right now, and they've got a lot of dogs. There's going to be about 45 down there on Saturday that you can go, and one of them will hopefully choose you, and you can take them home. They need fosters. They need volunteers, as always. Mr. Lambert, getting back to our pig situation, somebody's wanting to know how big he was. So he's about a 100-pounder, and his name is, tell me again, Claus?
Claus von
Porkenstein.
Porkenstein.
Yeah. Claus von Porkenstein. Yes, and he is cute, I'm telling you, and very social. He's starting to come around. So if you have a big backyard, if you're good with animals of that nature, they will go ahead and set you up with him.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook account, you can see interactions with our kennel techs with him, and he's really come out of his shell. He's really cool dude now.
Yeah, he's so cute. Go check out their Facebook page, the normal website for Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter is Santa Rosa. I forget it every time, but just Google Santa Rosa County Animal Services and you will find that website. But you can find them really easily on Facebook and watch those videos. Go down there from 9 to 1 on Saturday at the Haji Temple on 9 Mile for the Mega Pet Adoption Event. Randy Lambert, thank you so much.
Thank you. See y'all there.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.